We are learning Mesechta's Bey, the Aflam Testament Bey's, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom, at the end of the line, Shal Oyli Bavel Kiragli Hamamali. That a bar that's Hefker, that belongs to everyone, it's whoever fills it up, the Tchum goes after him. Itma. Mila V'nosan L'chaveira. If someone filled up water for his friend, he did it for his friend, finally giving it to his friend. His friend couldn't bend down, the older person. He said, I'll fill it up for you. So whose Tchum is it go after? Rav Nachman Amar Karagle Mishin Smal Oloi. Rav Nachman says it goes for the older man, it goes for his Tchum. Rav Sheshis Amar Karagle Amale. Whoever filled it up, it's his Tchum. B'mai Kamithi, what's the Bira Machlekes, who goes for? Mar Sovar Beirid Def Geirininu. Or Mar Sovar Beirid Shutvininu. So Rashi explains, Rav Sheshis who says Karagle Amale, he holds his Hefker. And the Lucky is, by Hefker, I cannot be zeich something for you, because there's a concept called hamagbia metzia lechaveru lekona chaveroi b'mokim shechav lachem. It's tofus of balachem, it's mokim lechaverim. I cannot, listen, it's have giving out free sodas. I can't take a soda and be zeich for you, because the mindset is other people online and they want to get it. I cannot be zeich for someone else b'mokim shechav lachem. So here, when I take out the water, I'm Reuven. I can't be zeich it for Shimon, because I can't. Why can't I be zeich it for Shimon? Because it's chav lacherim, so there's no din zchiyah. Magbiyah matzil chaver loy kana chaver. So since it's hefker, everyone can get it. So I can't pick it up for you. Umaso a very shutvi, but Rav Nachman knows it's like a shutvis. By a shutvis, everyone has a chelik. So I can pick it up for someone else. I'm picking up his chelik. So there, it's a bar of the shutvis, and that's why it's mutter. That's what I learned right now. That the machlekes is had a look at the oily bavel. These boiras, these cisterns of water that were for the people oily regular. You look at it as hefker, look at it as shutvis. And it turns out, the Rav Nachman learns that it's like a shutvis, therefore I can fill it up for that person, for Shimon. Mashenkir Mashesha says, no, it's hefker, and therefore I cannot be koined for Shimon. Eisvi Rav Nachman, Rav Nevakasha Rav Nachman. It says, in the Nedarim, in the Mishnah Nedarim, it says, Hareini Alecha Cherim Hamuda Asr. If I say, my Nechasim are Asr to you, they're a Cherim to you, then Hamuda Asr, which means, the person who I said it to is usher on the neider stuff. Like if Reuven says, Shimon, my money is usher to you, Shimon's usher in your money. You could do that. You can ask your money. And even more, the chiddush like this. I can even make your stuff usher to me. If I say your stuff, your nechasim, is usher to me, then the neider is usher. It's part of lo yachal dvar, Rashi says. And you can ask even mom chaver. What about if you say, I lech v'at alai, then everyone's usher. Stay in my room, whoever's there. They're usher in each other. Now, when you're usher on each other, what's the halacha about things that are jointly owned in the city? So it depends. Umutarim v'shel oile bavel, the things that are shel oile bavel, they're both mutarim. V'asurim v'shel oile seir, but the usher in the things of that are jointly owned in the city. The Gemara gives examples. Ve'ilu adram v'shel oile bavel, harabayis, halishkois, v'azoris. These are all things that belong to everyone. Ubar shel emtsa derech, and a bar of the way up. Always belong to everyone, so that's mutar to everyone. It's hefker. What are examples of things that jointly own the city? HaRechayiv. Rechayiv is usually the place where they used to make the Tanesim and have davening there. Ubeis HaKnesses, the Shul, Ubeis HaMerchetz. These things, they all also by now because it belongs to the whole city. V'amrit, v'zias Rav Nachman, you held that the bar of Oile Regel, the bar of Oile Bava, are jointly owned. It's like a shutvis. It's like really like a Oiseir. Now I'll use a bar. Let's say they ask each other. You can't go into you're not going to Yechatze. Kama. You're not going to Yechatze. So what's the kasha? The kasha is if you learned that Oile, the Oile Bavel, the bar of Oile Bavel was a shutvis, so then how could they both use it? They're both asanar each other. It's all one big partnership. It's shutvis. So Gemara says, you know, you're right. Lirchatz bar. Now I'll be roichitz in the bar of Oile Bavel at this point in Gemara, because Rav Nachman holds that it's Beir the Shutvi. Well, so what's Pshat? Why do you say that? But you could that. Why do you say that he could that Beir the Shutvi when you fill up the water, they each could get they each get their own water. I was saying it's said in the Braisa over here that if they ask enough from each other. Then Sha'ili Bavel are mutter to both. What do you mean mutter to both? We just said that it's a shutvis. So it says they can't wash in it, but they could drink from it. Because we have breira. Vada shutvis. I am osva. No, I'm taking my water. You're taking your water. It's not a problem. So we're still sticking to the pshat that he holds breira as a shutvis, and that's why you could fill it out for someone else. What's pshat in this mishnah in the Doran that says osva? No, I can still use it. It means to drink from it because there's breira. I'm washing. Can't say breira. I'm washing the whole bar. But here you can say breira. Took it out. It's breira. Take the marakasha. So we're not going to ask breira. By the time we went to the mishnah. Ha'akim, there's a mishnah in the shkolim. Ha'akim, hashutim, kishayov, mekalvin, patur ma'is behemo, kishayov ma'is behemo, patur ma'akalvin. So you have to speak this out outside. There's two halachas. First of all, one halacha is by ma'is behemo, another halacha by shkolim. The akdama is like this, that on a ma'is behemo, shutvim, regular partners in a behemo, are part of a ma'is behemo. We learn it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, kol peta shega behemo ash yi lecha, even though that pasuk about bechar, imeinayin lebechar, tenu inyan le ma'aseh behema. So it has to be an individual. A partnership is not chayiv for ma'aseh behema. LLC is not chayiv for behema. A partnership is not chayiv for behema. There's another halacha that if it's a tfusa bias, if it's not a real partnership, it's just a yerusha that wasn't split yet, then you're still chayiv for ma'aseh behema. Why it says ziyah, you're chayiv for ma'aseh behema. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two is that when someone gives machsa shekel, he has to give an extra coin called a kalboin. And the reason is because a lot of times they switch the machs shekel into a few big coins and they bring it up and they have to split it back up. So it costs money. So therefore they're masakin, every person gives a kalboin. But there's an exception to the rule. If I pay for someone else, I don't have to give a kalboin. So the halacha is, if the father pays for his children, he doesn't have to give an extra kalboin. If it's a tfusa bias and it's not split yet, you also don't have to give a kalbin because a blaib is like the father's giving the master shekel stole, so you don't have to give a kalbin. Remember, tfusa bias is chayiv ma'is behema. So if it's a tfusa bias before chaluka, so you chayiv ma'is behema, you're part of a kalbin. But if they split, because they're still a tfusa bias, but they're part of a kalbin, the father's giving it. But if they did already split, all the brothers split, and then it became shutvim afterwards, ma'is behema is potter, but kalbin is chayiv because the regular shutvim, not tfusa bias. So that's what the Mishnah says. Ha'achim ha'shutvim. Kishachayav mekalbon. If they're in the matzav, the chayav kalbon, which means they already split the Yerusha and they remade a partnership again, then tour me ma'is behemah, part of ma'is behemah, because you're shutif. Because you're chayav ma'is behemah, but when you're still tvusa vayis, you didn't split the Yerusha yet, you're chayav ma'is behemah, then you're part of ma'akalbon. V'omer Rav Anan, so we're not finished the kashya yet, we have to try to prove, we have to get into it. V'omer Rav Anan, this halacha in the Mishnah and Shkolim, it's only, we said if they split it and become shutvim again, they're called regular shutvim. That's only if they split gediyim keneged tlom. They figured out how much gediyim are worth and how much tlom are worth, and they split it that way. But tlom keneged gediyim. Aval chok gediyim keneged gediyim. If they split the gediyim, the goats evenly, or tlom keneged tlom, and the sheep evenly, we say breira, and we say that is what you got metchila. That was what you're supposed to get. And therefore, if you become shutvim again, it's like absolving the whole chalukah, and it's back to the tfusa bayis. That's because it's not a lekuchas at all. Rav Nachman Amar no, I feel the chol kagdim kagadim tlom kagatloim. Ain't there mezech chol kagmegiyah mishar shayna lekach? It's not what you chelik kagmegiyah mishar shayna, but it was a regular like splitting, like two partners splitting and then becoming partners again. So it's a new partnership. So it comes down to this Rav Anan and Rav Nachman is the argument yes breira in breira. Rav Anan holds yes breira, and therefore if you split the Yerusha gediyim kneged gediyim, it's like I got it directly from my father. So when you become partners again, it's ki'ilu you put back the tusa bayis together the way it was. Like Rashi says, oimrim zeh chalka magia the yes breira v'adayin shem yarshim aleihem. It's still called yarshim u'kshechazu v'neshtatvu chazu tusa bayis l'mekayma. But when you're not called Yarshim. According to Rav Nachman, when you split anything, it's not Yarshim. They're splitting up like a business deal. So then if they have a partnership, it's now a new partnership. But Akpam, that's what the Sugya Shkal. What comes out? Rav Nachman holds. Ein Breira, Rav Nachman holds. So therefore it's Shver. Rav Nachman holds Ein Breira. So Haki is say, Pshat Rav Nachman is that Shutvis and just everyone could drink him because Breira. He holds Ein Breira. Rav Nachman holds Ein Breira. See from here, that Rav Nachman holds Ein Breira. He holds when you mechalek the gediyim and the gediyim, it's not chelka and megiyah loy. So he holds Ein Breira. And we said pshat and Rav Nachman, it was a bar de shutvis, and still muda hana is allowed to have hana because yes breira. So it's a stira. Yes breira to Ein Breira. Yes breira to Ein Breira. Zok the Gemara, Ella, you're right. Kuliyah beri dafkerininu. Everyone holds Boris Hefker. And that is why by Muda Hano is no problem. Not because of Breira, because it's Hefker. Aye, if it's Hefker, we had a problem. We said, HaMagbiyah Metziah Chaveroi, Loi Kona Chaveroi. So what would be Pshat Rav Nachman that you could fill it up for someone else? Elo, the Kulam Berefkerinu, HaMagbiyah Metziah Chaveroi, Kona Mifgi, Masa Loi Kona, Masa Loi Kona. So Rashi explains that you can't say they're arguing about the whole idea if Tovis Lebalchoi, Makam Shechav Achayim is Kona or not. That you can't say it's machlokes. Because why? Because Rav Nachman is the Baal HaShita holds that you can be kind of for your friend, a Metziah, that you find. You can't. So here we're saying he could, so it can't be the machlokes. He's saying, the machlokes is like this. Avad, everyone agrees you can't be kind of for your friend. But the Mishael is like this. If I pick up something from my friend, what happens to it? According to Rav Sheshes, since my friend can't be kind of it, I'm kind of it. Rav Nachman says, no, you're not kind of it. So when you give it to your friend, he's kind of it. So that's how it goes with his tchum. Because Misha Smaloi, when he gets it. So that means Masal Akana means the guy picks up his kind of machlokas, not the guy picks up that kind of. That's machlokas. Now Taisa says it's loy mestavra. It says ain't svarul Rav Sheshes shiknag be a loy mescam. What would pshat Rav Sheshes? The guy picks up his kind of. He picked it up for him. Right. Why should he be kind of? Right. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. Well, here he's going to have a kind of. Yeah, he's doing it. So what's pshat? So Taisa argues on Rashi. And he says that the Imchagis is Magbiya Matsiya Khaver Kana Khaver now. I Ram Nachman and Mabatsiya. It says Ram Nachman Mabatsiya is talking about a Matsiya. It's a once in a lifetime find. So there it's Makam Zakhav Lakhir. There if I pick it up for you, the other guy in the back of me says, I wanted it. You can't be Zakh for someone else to make a bad for someone else. But here I have water, there's enough water to go around. There's no problem, Magbiya Zakh Kana Khaver, and therefore you could be kind of a friend, and that's the Makhlaikis of Kana Khaver or Loy Kana Khaver, that's the Pshad Makhlaikis. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, according to Tosfos.